On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
You know, on the Ron Van Dam Show, we do thousands and thousands of interviews. And it's great because we get to meet experts in just about every field, and they give us information that we wouldn't have otherwise. So on today's program, on this special, we're going to hear from experts who give us information and advice in many different areas of life. You ready to get started? These are brand new, so you haven't heard these before. I don't even know what's going on. Here we go.
Hey, good morning, Ron.
Hey, Chuck, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm great. Chuck Gorman is Barnes & Noble VP in Entertainment and Electronics and all the good things there. And we're talking about the return of vinyl, and I thought it was about couches, but I guess it's not.
Yeah, no, although you can listen to vinyl records while you're sitting on your couch, for sure.
There's a connection.
But, there's a vinyl records, not vinyl couches.
Okay. I remember vinyl records. It was like I still have all of them, as a matter of fact. And how often does that happen, where something that's popular from the past becomes obsolete and then comes back? How did that happen?
Well, you know, vinyl records never really went away, Ron. They've been, you know, they were a much smaller part of the business for a long time. Right. But over the last 5 years or so, people have really embraced the format. It's a great way to listen to your favorite songs, your favorite artists, your favorite records, dare I say. And people are just, they're really into the idea of giving it as a gift, as having this as something that they really, really love. This is an artist I really, really love and I really connect with. Mm-hmm. And I want to have something more than a digital file of this person.
Interesting. Something that you can actually hold in your hand is what we're saying.
Absolutely.
I remember when I was listening to vinyl when I was, before I was born, I would hold the album in my hand and stare at it as I listened to the music for some reason, and you would read the album, and you just get into it. It was like a multimedia kind of thing going on. Let me ask you.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah. Ron, you've got to come into the store and check out some of our exclusives. Because we've got some great colored vinyl exclusives this weekend available.
Yeah.
And so when you have that experience where you're looking at the record, you're not just looking at the black record spinning now.
Yeah.
You're looking at, you know, in some cases, a gold vinyl, like the Robert Plant Carry Fire. We have in a gold vinyl version.
Awesome.
There's a Grateful Dead Greatest Hits we have in red vinyl.
Wow.
And the Game of Thrones Season 7 soundtrack we have in a special black fire swirled vinyl.
Wow.
Very cool, very, very cool things.
Okay, let's talk about this. Okay, now we have the records, the vinyls, but what do we play them on?
Well, you know, you got to come in and you got to get a turntable. If you can't find your old turntable, or if you're hearing this and you think, wow, this is interesting, I really want to get into this, Barnes & Noble this weekend, we have a turntable and Bluetooth speaker combination that usually retails for $199.95 that this weekend we have on sale for $129.95.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I assume that the technology of the turntables has changed, or is it the needle thing all over again? I mean, has the quality changed at all?
Oh, the quality has definitely changed and gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the technology itself is the same. There still is a needle.
Mm-hmm.
You still pick up the tone arm. You drop it on the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
You hear those couple of pops and scratches before the music starts.
That's what we love.
But other than that, mm-hmm. it's a completely new experience. I mean, the turntable package we're offering this weekend, for example, has Bluetooth speakers attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take that home and you can be listening to music in 10 minutes with no wires.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Is almost everything becoming available again on vinyl?
Absolutely. I mean, slowly but surely, all the classics from the past are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And new records almost always come out with a vinyl edition the same day as the record is released.
Mm-hmm.
And when it doesn't come out on the day and the date, as they say in the business, it comes out a few weeks later,
mm-hmm.
always.
Wow. Amazing. I just had no idea that this was becoming, I've heard of people like getting into it, but I didn't know that there was this complete turnaround like this. And I guess it's something that you actually display as well.
Well, absolutely. And you know, if you go online right now and you look at bn.com or barnesandnoble.com,
yeah.
you can look up your local store. Some of our stores are doing events this weekend to celebrate Vinyl Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be doing trivia games. There may be contests to win turntables and other prize packs. And there's just a ton of great stuff going on in store.
Mm-hmm.
If you already have a turntable, we have 10% off all vinyl records this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we even have on some select titles, things like Miles Davis's Kind of Blue for the Jazz
yeah.
Lover.
Yeah.
The Harry Styles record, it's a new record.
Mm.
The Adele 25 record, those titles we have at 30% off.
Wow. Do we still have to change needles and things like that, or has the needle technology
eventually
changed?
Yes,
uh-huh.
but you know it takes a long time to have to worry about that.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, I was playing them day and night, and they still lasted a long time. Actually, come to think of it, not such a bad deal. Well, I'm thrilled. I'm glad. Are you bringing back bell bottoms? Oh no, but you don't do clothes.
You know, Ron, we're not doing bell-bottoms, but hopefully if you come in and we see you in a store this weekend, you'll wear your bell-bottoms as part of our celebration of vinyl and all things
okay.
old and new.
But just make me a promise that you're not going to bring back the 8-tracks.
I promise.
Thank
Absolutely.
Because they wobbled. All right. Okay, so once again, of course, we've got Barnes & Noble stores all over the country, and certainly that's the place to go. But again, website visitation?
Yeah, go to barnesandnoble.com or bn.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up your local store, and we'll have a listing of what events are happening in your market.
Good. A lot of fun. Thanks a lot, Chuck.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Mark, how are you?
I'm thrilled to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's not that thrilling, believe me. Mark Silverstein joins us. He's the host of the Food Network's long-running show, The Best Of, and author of Food Network Best Of the Best Of. Of the best of the best of.
What you said, exactly.
Yes, square. Yes, that's it. Hey, okay, so the holidays coming up, many big events, of course, the big game, we're talking about shuffleboard, and we want to know, like, what's on your menu, because you're a chef.
Well, of course, the bird.
Yes,
all right.
The bird.
Yeah, and shuffleboard, is that a tag shuffleboard or is it tackle shuffleboard? Which way do you guys go?
Well, here? Tag shuffleboard, there are many injuries and they're trying to stay away from that.
Okay, yes, exactly. You get really hurt by those discs.
Really? I'm
telling yeah. No, hey, well, of course, we got the bird. All
yep.
right, so, you know, you got to get working on the bird.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I like to do is I like to get ready early.
Yes.
Okay, I like to get whatever I can get done. In the next few days,
yes.
freeze it so that you know all you got to do is look out to heat some things up, and you can actually spend time with your guests.
Ugh. Okay.
Or not. You can cook that day and spend time in the kitchen, whatever, and then you're ready to go for the shuffleboard.
Okay, fantastic. Hey, you know, now I know that. Tostitos is teaming up with the Salvation Army about a special program, and I want to get to that first.
Yeah, that's great. The great thing is, this is really, what charities do you like?
I like the Ron Van Dam charity is very near and dear to me.
Forgive me, I'm not familiar with that one.
Yes, it's a very big one.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
Duh. Okay. Duh. All right. Well, I got good charities. Right? Okay. So. All right. Well, you know, it is this time of year, and you get together with family or friends or other people, in your case.
Yes.
And you celebrate.
Yes.
And you enjoy and you think about what you're grateful for.
Yes.
It's also important to think about the less fortunate and mm-hmm. to give back so that they can actually enjoy the holidays.
Sure.
There's a lot of ways you can do that. You can volunteer at a soup kitchen. You can hand out toys to needy families.
Uh-huh.
You can make a monetary donation. It all makes a difference. I like the Salvation Army. I like to favor them.
Mm-hmm.
I like, my family and I, we like looking for brands like the one I'm working with today that make it easy to give back, which
uh-huh.
is why, and as you mentioned, I am thrilled that Tostitos is working with the Salvation Army
mm-hmm.
to make it just that, to make it easy to give back, simply by buying bags of the new yellow corn bite-sized tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear this, Ron,
right.
For every bag that's purchased from now until the end of the year,
yeah.
Tostitos is going to make a donation to support local Salvation Army chapters for up to $500,000.
Wow.
So local Salvation Army chapters are going to be helped by Tostitos up to $500,000 by the purchase of these bags. And one of the reasons I really like the Salvation Army, I mean, they're just there when other people, they're the places where other people don't want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, they help nearly 25
yeah.
million Americans every single year.
Mm-hmm.
They provide food. They provide shelter to the homeless, disaster relief efforts, which are so in need these days. And their partnership with Tostitos, it's a great way to support a worthy cause.
That's really nice. That's good. And they're actually, yeah, that's nice. It's not often that you get a company that, I mean, obviously there's benefits to them, but they're actually doing something, and that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, and they're helping out, and, you can become part of it when you're looking for what to buy, there's a lot of choices.
Yeah.
Go with the new yellow corn bite-sized tortilla chips, which are great, by the way. You know, what are you preparing? Are you preparing food? I like the sides. What do you like?
What do you like?
I like the sides. I like the stuffing.
Oh, the sides. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. I like basically everything that you've mentioned and many of the things that you haven't mentioned. I eat all of them. And
you are a great guest.
Well, it's true, man. I mean, food better than sex. I don't care what people say. I mean, especially at this time of my life. Anyway.
Not sure where to go with that, Ron.
Okay. Yeah, no, you don't have to comment, but it's fantastic. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, and I have a holiday party as well where I do the chips and the Tostitos and all that kind of thing, and I enjoy preparing for that. I love to entertain.
Well, when you do the chips, okay, so
yeah.
You put them out there, great texture, great size for dips. So you put them out with some salsa, with some cheesy spinach and artichoke dip. And they're going to be gone before even the party gets going. And you can run out, get some more bags, help the Salvation Army.
Cool.
It's the perfect thing.
Cool. Okay, before we go any further, because we're doing this just before Thanksgiving, what is the most fascinating way, the most delectable way of preparing a turkey that you've come across so far in your professional career?
Well, I don't fry them, but a lot of people love it every once in a while when you fry the turkey. I like that. I mean, I like to taste it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure I want to set my house on fire.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You got to be super careful outside.
Yeah.
I know some restaurants that you bring the turkey to, they'll do it for you.
Oh.
I have a real simple recipe. Yeah. It goes over great every single time. You coat the turkey with some butter. You mix some onion dip, some maple syrup. Onion dips. Some orange juice. No, what is it? Broth.
Okay.
Yeah, mix it all up. Coat the turkey. Cover the wings and the anything that's the legs with that aluminum foil. Go to town. It's delicious.
Interesting.
Make sure you baste. Yeah.
Never heard of that. That's very cool. It sounds like it would be good.
Yeah, no, it is good. I got it from my mother. It's been passed down from, I don't know, the Shtetls. I don't know.
The Shtetls.
Doing Thanksgiving.
I remember the Shtetls. Okay. All right. Okay, so where do I go for more information about all of these programs?
You can find it out more at Tostitos.com. find out where to buy the bags or the chips, find out more about the program with the Salvation Army, Tostitos.com.
Okay. And where do I get the famous Mark Silverstein books?
I think they're going for 20 cents on Amazon.
It's a clear out special.
if you friend me on you tweet me at On The Mark Media, maybe I can send you some. I think I have a house full of them. So.
Okay, you just happen to have one. Okay.
On The Mark, yeah.
All right.
Shoot me a tweet.
All right, On The Mark Media. Okay.
All right, but beautiful. No, Tostitos.com, that's where you're looking.
Well, that too. Yeah, I mean, I like to do the full interview with that captures all the parameters of greatness.
Well. I think we've covered it all.
I think we have to. Mark, have a wonderful holiday.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, Ron.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hello, Andrea. How are
you? Good morning. I'm good, Ron. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Andrea Sandberg is Director of Consumer Marketing, and we're talking about recycling. Is there a particular day for that America recycles, I understand?
There is. It's actually today, and thrilled to talk to you on America Recycles Day.
Good timing.
Actually, it was started by the National Recycling Coalition back in 1997, and the day was created with the intention to raise awareness about recycling and the purchase of recycled goods. And Cotton Incorporated has been running the Blue Jeans Go Green denim recycling program since 2006, and always happy to talk about how people can recycle their old jeans.
Yeah, you know, I think most of us have heard about recycling plastic and paper, but I don't think we talk about jeans too much.
It's a little different, but there's definitely a challenge with textile waste, and so the Blue Jeans Go Green program over the last 12 years has helped recycle over 1.7 million pieces of denim. And that's kept 750 tons of textile waste out of landfills.
Wow. So denim can actually be reconstituted into more jeans?
It actually, for the Blue Jeans Go Green program, what happens is the denim is recycled or upcycled into ultra-touch denim insulation. It's a building material, a batting insulation, an alternative to fiberglass. And it comes entirely from post-consumer recycled denim.
Yeah.
And we take that insulation and we give that to organizations like Habitat for Humanity around the country.
So my house could be made out of your jeans.
It could, if your walls could talk. Imagine those stories.
Oh, my God.
Lots of blue jeans.
That's a weird thing. Wow. That's hard to believe. Wow. So are these donated or sold, or how does that work?
No, so through BlueJeansGoGreen.org is our website where people can learn more, and they can find where they can take their denim locally. We have different brands and retailers that partner with us to collect the old denim, and then they turn it over to us, and all of the decoration, the hardware, the zippers, the buttons, the rivets, they're all removed and recycled as well.
Wow.
And then the denim goes back to its original fiber state, cotton, and is reprocessed into ultra-touch denim insulation.
Amazing stuff. Wouldn't it be weird if the jeans that I'm wearing were made from insulation in a house? But it doesn't work backwards, does it?
Doesn't work backwards, but we do know that 65% of U.S. consumers say that they recycle their clothes, and about 60% of consumers say that they donate their unwanted clothing to charity. So this is really a unique way to actually upcycle their old denim.
So if I were to recycle my denim, how would I go about doing it? I mean, most of us do give clothing to charities and things like that, but I never thought of recycling. How would I do that?
Well, we see people participate in the program through various ways, by visiting BlueJeansGoGreen.org.
Right.
They can find out about our amazing retail partners, like Madewell has 121 stores across the country every single day of the year. You can walk in, turn an old pair of jeans in, and they give you $20 off the purchase of new.
Okay.
Or another partner, Rag & Bone. They have about 30 stores across the country.
Oh.
Bring in your men's, your women's denim, and they give you 20% off the purchase of new denim. They take your old denim for recycling, give it to the Blue Jeans Go Green program.
Oh.
We have it turned into ultra-touch denim insulation by our manufacturing partner, Bonded Logic. And then we return that insulation to organizations like Habitat for Humanity around the country.
See, that's interesting because jeans get faded and they get torn and ripped at the bottom, you know, around the shoe area. And then people figure, well, I can't donate these because they're a mess. And I, you know, who would even wear these things? Now there's a way to deal with that. That's pretty cool.
Yes, you're exactly right. Cotton Incorporated's Lifestyle Monitor research tells us that the average U.S. consumer has 7 pairs of jeans in their closet and 7 pieces of denim.
Yes, and 7 pieces that I don't wear at all. No, because they're disgusting. I mean, and you know, if there's a wind, then my knees get cold. Although that's fashion as well, I suppose, which is odd. Go on.
Sorry, guys. No, I was going to say there's lots of good things to do with old denim, but you know, especially on Miss America Recycles Day, great way to recycle it.
That's
the
wonderful.
Blue Jeans Go Green.
Is it only jeans that can be recycled at this point?
To become ultra touch denim insulation, it's only denim.
Wow.
A lot of our retail partners specifically focus on jeans, but through the program, we accept any type of denim. Jacket, shirt, skirt, jeans. Jeans tend to be the most popular that get turned in. Obviously, you change shape, you change size, style, whatnot. But it's a really unique and heartwarming way to feel good about recycling your old jeans, knowing it's becoming insulation and then helping keep, you know, a home warm in the winter and cool in the summer because it comes from cotton.
How did you know that I changed shape? Okay. That's kind of freaky.
I'm not going there.
Okay, fine. All right, one more time where we can go to get information and participate in the program. This is great.
People can find out how to take their jeans locally, where they can take them, or how to download a mailing label to mail them to us at bluejeansgogreen.org.
Excellent. Andrea, thank you so much for the information. It's fascinating. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Nancy. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Nancy Kokoza is Senior Vice President and Head of Aetna's Medicare Business. And we're talking about an excellent time to have relations with your relatives about certain subject matter. And usually Thanksgiving and the holidays is a great time to do this. And we're talking about their health care and the conversations thereof.
Absolutely. I will tell you that the Medicare annual election period, Ron, runs every year from October the 15th to December the 7th.
Right.
And as you just said, Thanksgiving falls right smack in the middle of the election period. And so it's a great time for families to get together and talk about things that matter. And our belief is, hey, what's more important than your health?
Okay, so waiting for the holidays, that's going to be too late. This has got to be during the Thanksgiving conversation.
Exactly.
If you're going to do that. So get them sauced up first, a couple of drinks, and then you can talk about anything. I guess you can't say that, but I can. Okay.
It's whatever will open that door.
There you go. Nicely done. Nicely done. Okay. What is Original Medicare? How does that differ from other types?
So Original Medicare is the coverage that comes right from the federal government.
Okay.
And, you know, it is one form. You can buy a Medicare supplement that wraps around
that
Original Medicare and pays for the things that Original Medicare doesn't. Or you could get a Medicare Advantage plan, which is the private plan options that you have instead of Original Medicare. And these are the plan options that look and feel most like the plans we have during our working life.
Mm-hmm.
They're the HMOs and the PPOs. They tend to work with networks of providers, and you know, they have formularies. And they often come with the extra benefits like hearing and dental and vision, and in Medicare, often even fitness benefits. And so they can be a great value depending on, again, what the specific needs of each beneficiary are.
You know what's a shock to a lot of seniors that I've talked to is just in layperson's mentality, they thought that when you hit a certain age, that the government takes care of all your medical bills, and you don't pay any money at all anymore for health insurance. It's all covered by the government. But that is not what it is it?
So Medicare is a great program. You know, most of us earn the Part A benefits, the hospital benefits during our working life, but there is a premium. It comes generally. Part B comes out of your Social Security check, so it's not free.
Right.
And then depending on what you want to add on, it doesn't cover everything.
Right.
In fact, there are no out-of-pocket limits. Medicare, traditional or original Medicare, tends to cover about 80% of your healthcare costs over the long run, but certainly that's not everything, and so a lot of folks tend to either purchase a supplement to protect themselves around the things that Medicare doesn't cover, or they go the other way and they purchase a private Medicare plan or a Medicare Advantage plan that tends to be a more comprehensive benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It does have out-of-pocket limits, and like I said, oftentimes it comes with these extra add-ons that can be really valuable for folks.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than meets the eye, but then one might say, okay, like now I don't know what to do. I have no idea. I have to respond within a certain amount of time, but I have no idea what I'm responding to here. I don't know what my options are. Well, what would you say to somebody like that?
So now is the time to get educated. Mm-hmm. I'd love to throw out a website that's a great place to start. That's medicare101.com/learn. Like I said, there are a lot of options out there for folks, a lot of good options, but it really comes down to choosing a plan that is sort of right for the things that people value.
Yeah.
You know, are my doctors and my hospitals going to be covered? Are my prescription drugs going to be on the formulary?
Yeah.
And do I care about things? Maybe I've made a resolution during my Thanksgiving dinner to get myself into better health, and now, hey, maybe a fitness plan benefit is really important to me. So, you know, it all comes down to personal choice, but there are lots of good options, and it pays to be educated.
It does, because, I mean, like when you have a mortgage on a house, you figure, that's my mortgage. But you can actually, you can refinance, and it's the same with this coverage. When you're a senior, you know, you're not stuck with that for the rest of the haul. You can change every year and find something that maybe is more updated to what you need.
That's absolutely right, because, you know, health isn't static. Healthcare changes. Our health status changes as we age, and things become more and less important. Sometimes even our budget, you know, what we need to fit our budget may change. And so, it's a great opportunity every year for Medicare beneficiaries to have this opportunity to reassess what's going to fit best in their life. And now's the time to do it.
Yeah, that's for sure. I wish the enrollment period was longer. It seems like a very small window, and that you could do that any time of year. But I guess that's the way. That's not happening.
That's the rules. Yeah.
That's the rules. That's the rules. And that's it. Okay. Maybe we'll change the rules someday, but probably not. Okay. Maybe. All right. So if I had questions, if this created more questions than not, where would I go to get them answered? You already told me. Give me some other ideas.
Yeah, so it's the medicare101.com/learn. Trusted advisors. There are lots of folks out there that you know, feel like they do their own homework, but they'd like to get some validation. And of course, lots of Medicare beneficiaries right now are seeing lots on TV, lots in their mailbox that they should pay attention to. There are lots of great options out there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does pay to be educated. I'd also say that folks should learn about star ratings. So if they're considering a Medicare Advantage plan, the federal government, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, actually has a quality rating system that they assign ratings from 1 to 5 stars for all of the Medicare Advantage plans. And this actually is a pretty comprehensive system of quality ratings. It measures how well health plans do at taking care of their members, whether it's getting preventive screenings or taking care of managing chronic illness, keeping folks out of the hospital. It even measures the consumer ratings of the plans themselves. And so it's another sort of proof point that folks should use when they're comparing plan options.
Great. Now, the good people at Aetna have brought you to us here, and if you want more information about their situation, it's aetna.com.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Nancy, so much for your time today.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. It's Chip Wade.
Hey, Chip. How are you?
Great.
Chip Wade is an HGTV celebrity. He has a lot of shows on there, about 300 of them. And he helps us through our lives as far as homes are concerned. We spoke to him not long ago about do-it-yourself around the house, which time I admitted I don't know what I'm doing, but Chip made me feel a little more comfortable. And now we're talking about the end of the season, how to winterize a home and get ready for the winter and take care of things if something bad does happen. Thanks for being with us, Chip.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So winterizing, that is the action of preparing for the winter, I assume.
That is right. I mean, what you want to do is I like to simplify this whole process, try to figure out how to get homeowners in good working order, you know, without much effort. Now, what you want to focus on, the kind of the mentality behind it is making sure that your envelope, your home envelope is completely secure. Uh-huh. And what I mean by that is the roof, that is the exterior walls, that's your windows and doors. So you guys have probably heard many times, but it's a great reminder. Make sure that you're that you have no holes, that you have all your weather stripping is in great shape. Uh-huh. But what a lot of times people hear is just, you know, change the filters in your central heating and air. But really, the central heating and air in the furnace is kind of the lifeblood system of the house, especially as we go into the winter and the holiday season. So one of the biggest questions I get asked is, I don't know when or if I should be changing my central heating unit. It may be old, you know, it's costing me money. Okay. The rule of thumb for me is if your furnace is 10 years old or older, or if you've had some repairs that have exceeded, you know, several hundred dollars over the past couple of years, you are probably in prime place to look into buying a new furnace. Because the new furnaces are so efficient, you're going to save so much money immediately and be more comfortable in the process. Even the connectivity with the programmable thermostats, all of these things that just come with these new units. I actually recommend you look for models like the York Affinity series. It's a modulating gas furnace, which means that there's efficiency-enhancing features. Like the modulating burner, it continuously adjusts to make sure that your temperature stays perfect. And again, this higher level of efficiency and the new equipment, people are like, oh man, that's an investment. It's a big investment. But I'm telling you, you're going to see a return immediately on this and be comfortable in the meantime. But make sure your home is also ready for that new system. If your home is leaking everywhere, you have, you know, holes everywhere, and there's wind and air kind of blowing in and out of your windows, you need to make sure that the house envelope is sealed up first, and then you're in great position for a new unit.
Okay. So we've got to draft-proof the house, I assume.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. So you want to just make sure that your windows and doors are sealed. Mm. Again, you can do this a number of different ways. I like to walk around with a flashlight at night and kind of shine it around the windows and doors. If you can see light on the outside, then you know that there's an air leak as well. All so right. It's an easy way to figure it out.
What about electrical outlets? Sometimes I feel some cold coming from those things, and I can't figure out why.
That's right. Well, a lot of times, if I ever put in the electrical outlet, it could have been done a long time ago or just done sloppily. There could be some area around that electrical box with missing insulation. They actually make a gasket kit that you can get pretty much at any home improvement store where you can actually take off that faceplate and put on a gasket kit behind it. 99% of the times, that solves the problem.
Oh, okay. All right, where do I go for more information?
We actually have york.com/furnace set up for you guys, so you can find more info about some of the latest efficiency HVAC, or even find a local contractor to come evaluate your system to see if it may need to be replaced.
Okay, and my local contractor is not going to want to make a buck by saying, yeah, you should replace it. Sure, why not?
Well, that's why you got to find somebody that's highly recommended. Uh-huh. This is that's where, you know, getting a great recommendation like this one is going to put you in contact with the right people.
Okay. All right, Chip, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Ron.
Hello.
Good morning, Ron.
Hello. Brian Pavanelli joins us. He's Senior VP for Weston Hotels, and Amaris Bradley is a registered dietitian. And we're talking about how to get through the holiday stress, how to pass the holiday stress test. And I think we kind of need this information as people all across the country will be traveling very heavily within the next recent period of time.
Yeah, it really does, take us out of our routine when we're traveling, whether it's the lines, the weather, family coming into town, all things that can kind of put people off their normal routine and increase the stress level.
Yeah, what kind of things can we do to bring the stress level down? Does it matter where we stay? I mean, usually I stay with people, and I get more stressed when I stay with family members than if I just give myself a little vacation within a vacation.
I mean, absolutely. That's one way to do it. Obviously, you know, we love to host people at Westin hotels. It gives them their own space, gets them out of your space, and still allows families to be together when they might be in your home. But there's two things I try to do when traveling. One is really change your mindset. I think we get so worked up and frustrated by lines or someone, you know, holding up you getting your seat on the airplane. Mm-hmm. If we kind of just flip that and look at it more of an empathetic point of view and help that person out, help them put their bag up, help the family get through the TSA line. It not only makes you feel better, but it kind of defuses the whole situation.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the holiday attitude, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay. Amaris, how can this be less stressful as far as you're concerned?
You know, as a dietitian, Ron, when I travel, I always stick to two things. So one, I carry a reusable water bottle with me that I can fill up wherever I am, make sure I'm staying hydrated. And two, I carry a stash of snacks. So things like apples or easy-to-peel clementines and trail mix. This way, you can really avoid the hangry effect. You don't have to worry about hunting down healthy options, and you can make sure that you arrive at your final destination nourished and stress-free.
Yeah, because when you're hungry and you're crazy and you don't have any food, you get even more anxious.
It gets really ugly, yep.
Yeah, okay, good. Also, I've learned that if you have little snacks throughout the day, you can actually, your metabolism increases. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, those small meals really help pacing those out.
Okay. What about traveling with kids? That's stressful, my God. And you're not supposed to leave them behind. I think that's illegal. So, so what do you do?
Yeah, I have three children of my own, and I've certainly been in that place. But, you know, I think the key is to really look for ways to defuse some of that energy. During the holidays, your kids are, you know, high energy, lots of expectation. So find ways to, you know, get a little break. Go for a walk. At our hotels, we can connect you to a local holiday run, which are prevalent in all cities. Boston has some great runs, or our run concierge. We have a dedicated position in our hotels that's focused on getting people out, whether it's a walk or a run with family members or with other guests, to see the city. So, the run concierge in Boston who will take you for a run through some of the historic sites or down on the Charles River, it's a great way to de-stress.
Yeah. The other thing that I love about hotels and Westin as well is that, you don't go swimming anymore because it's kind of the winter for people in the Northeast, and now you get a little chance to get a little dip in the pool. It's kind of cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. Or have a snack while you're swimming. I guess I'm trying to blend the two together. Okay. Give me another holiday stress relief tip when traveling.
Sure. So as you know, Ron, the holidays are a time to indulge, and as a dietitian at Partnership for a Healthier America, really leading up to the holidays, it's all about how you prepare before you even sit down at the table. So, we might be tempted to skip some meals or, starve yourself before the big one, but don't give in. It only will lead to overindulging. And instead, like Brian mentioned, trying to squeeze in a little bit of physical activity earlier in the day can really help counteract some of the extra calories that you might be consuming. And remember, to keep portion control in mind. So I always, remember that if I'm not going to be eating it at the big meal, there's always leftovers. So pace yourself and remember that there's going to be, more food the next day that you can enjoy.
That's a very significant tip, actually, because I think most of us feel we're going to sit down and gorge ourselves. So we don't eat, then we're starving. And then you do pump tons of food into your body, which is really not good for you. That's a perfect, that's great advice, not to starve yourself for, as you say, the big one. I like that. Pretty cool. Okay. Where can we get more information?
You can get more information at Westin.com. Find out where our hotels are around the country.
Excellent.
And
And from the Partnership for a Healthy America, you can learn more about how we're working with companies like Weston to make healthier choices easier for everyone at healthieramerica.org.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, there you have it. Hope you picked up some great information. I'll be with you next time. Until then, I wish you peace.